The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk and consumer columnist, is with me. I know, Sinead, not to talk about AIB, but I understand you're pretty angry about this too.
Well, I am, Kieran, because it really is disgraceful. The timing of this is extraordinary. I mean, at a time when, you know, they are supposedly, in inverted commas, welcoming all the transfer of customers from Ulster Bank and KBC to kind of throw sand in their face with this option. Look, we love you as a customer. Come to us. But by the way, we're reducing our services across the board. It really kind of only serves to alienate potential customers to go to them. And it's going to directly impact, as you've been talking about, older people in particular, especially those living in rural areas who may not have a car to travel the 60 kilometres to another branch as customers in Clifton are going to have to do, for instance, and may need a lift and may need help and don't have a post office. So it really is, it is going to be very impactful on them and on the many, many thousands of SMEs who still use coin and cash for lodgements and withdrawals.
Yeah, there's no shortage of customers they're screwing over with this decision. If you are one of those customers, 53106, I'd love to hear from you on the show today. We do have good advice, though, for people. That's why you're here, Sinead, because this news that people may have been overpaying their tax to the tune of about 620 million quid, that's not per person, I hate to break it to you, but about 600 euro people might be entitled to, on average, that's what it works out as. Can you explain, first of all, why people have overpaid? What's happened here?
Well, people overpay by not claiming what they're due. So revenue work on the basis that income tax is self-declared. So you tell revenue what you owe and then they go and collect it. And most people who are PAYE workers assume that maybe their payroll or HR department will do all that for them. But of course, they don't, because they don't know if you are claiming have certain medical expenses. They don't know if you've got a stay-at-home spouse. They don't know if you're making contributions towards your VHI. So really, it is up to individuals to claim this stuff. And the vast majority of people don't claim what they're due. Now, every year, revenue say, look, we've about 400 or 500 million euros sitting here waiting to be given back to people. And I think that it's partly because there's this sense of, oh, I'm not going to contact revenue at all in case I'm on the radar.
Oh, God, you don't, yeah, you don't want them to notice you. Sinead, what if they start prodding about, yeah?
You see, I have to tell you, Kieran, I'm sorry to say, they already know who you are. They have your PPS number. They gave it to you. So, like, the chances are, by sitting around and keeping your head below the parapet isn't going to help you at all. The other reason is that people think it's very complicated. So there's loads and loads of forms and lots of receipts, and I have to keep shoeboxes of stuff. And it is a tiny bit, kind of, takes a little bit of time to do it, but actually it's way less complicated than it used to be. It's all online.
Okay.
You don't have to send in receipts for everything. And it's really straightforward. I just don't know why people don't do it.
Okay, so let's start with some of the simple, the easy wins that people can claim.
Okay, well, the easy win and the most obvious one is medical expenses. Now, so you're allowed to claim back 20%. That's the standard tax rate across the board on anything that you pay for in doctors, consultants, medicines, medical aids, foods, if you're celiac or diabetic, all sorts. There's hundreds of things on the list. So anything that's not already reimbursed by the state, a medical card or health insurance, you get 20% back.
Okay.
No questions asked and no excess. So you claim for the lot.
All right.
Okay. So that's the first one.
That's a very simple one to do. Just go online and do it.
It is, because, you know, you can claim it for a whole family. And what I do is I just keep my receipts for every time I visit the doctor, a pharmacy, you know, go get anything done, an eye test, anything. Just hang on to the receipt. And then at the end of the year, just top them all up, fill out the form online. And it takes about, I'd say it takes about half an hour to fill it out. And that's with kind of a fair whack of stuff. And you'll get back 20% on everything.
So all right.
That's a really obvious one. Not a lot of people do it, although at least it's the one that most people do. Now, there's another one. Now, the dental isn't as good because it doesn't cover routine stuff like fillings. But any orthodontic stuff you've had done, braces for the kids, crowns, that sort of stuff, 20% back on the lot, and that can be really expensive.
Oh, wow. So again, like for a half an hour's work, I mean, if you put it that way, the idea of half an hour's admin is enough to make some people break out in a cold sweat when it's receipts and revenue and all of that. But if you said to someone, for half an hour's work, do you want a few hundred quid? They'd do it.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, they'd slop out toilets.
Indeed. And I mean, look, people shop around because, you know, they're very anxious to save maybe a tenner on their mobile phone contract every month or a better kind of cable broadband bills. But here's an easy win that's going to take you. I usually do it in the downtime between Christmas and New Year. You know, that dead time when you plan to change your life, at least do this. Or you can do it during the summer if you've got a couple of days off. But really, it's not that difficult. The other thing that people... very often around this time of year, you'll have a lot of students working in student jobs, which is great. And maybe this is the first time they've done it because of COVID. Now, they'll be emergency taxed. Now, I always get a tiny little bit of a kind of mean joy in seeing students getting emergency taxed because they're horrified at the notion of paying tax at all. And where is it going and what is it buying? But actually, that's because revenue will assume you're paying tax at the highest rate. You have to prove otherwise, and you'll get all that back because most kids don't earn enough money to be in the tax net. So that's another one you can apply for. And then another popular one is called the Home Carer Tax Credit. Now, this is a confusing name, and I wish they'd change it, because when people hear the word carer, they think immediately maybe of caring for older people or people with disabilities. This, in fact, is a tax credit, €1,600, paid to a married couple where one of them stays at home to look after kids. So it's linked to child benefit. If that's you, then the worker is entitled to a tax credit of £1,600. That's as cheap as chips to apply for. Very easy, and it's instant.
Wow. Okay, I'd wager there's a lot. I didn't know about that. I wager there's plenty of other people listening who didn't know about it either. How are you, as you said, listen, this is kind of half an hour's work, maybe sitting down with a few receipts to do all of this. It's not a huge amount of work. How long does it take then revenue to process it, and how long before money reappears in your account?
Yeah, well, it doesn't take long at all. It depends on the time of year. I mean, I'd be avoiding sending anything into revenue in the October period, because that's when all the self-employed people send in their accounts and get their taxes done. And you don't want to be mixed up in that, because it can take it forever. So during the summer or in those dog days between Christmas and New Year is fine. And remember, Kieran, you can claim back the bulk of these expenses for the past 4 years. So it's usually worthwhile. And of course, there are companies out there like Taxback and Red Oak and a whole range of them who do this for you for a small fee, or indeed for a cut of the savings that they make you. So you don't even have to do it yourself if you don't want to.
Oh, wow. OK, so you get someone else to do the donkey work on your behalf. I assume they take a small fee, as you say, out of that. It strikes me this kind of falls into that category as well. When it comes to revenue, it's not just claiming back taxes people are often ignorant of. And when I talk about people, I talk about myself in this regard. We don't know what rights as well that we're sometimes entitled to as PAYE workers, a lot of us.
Well, of course, the rights that we have, it's not so much as the PAYE worker, it's the PRSI that you pay on top of it. Because remember, pay-related social insurance is just that, it's an insurance premium. And like any insurance premium, when you pay your money, you get something back for it. And in that case, it's what I call the body part benefits, you know, the eye tests, the dental checkups, the hearing tests. And they're all available really to everybody who has enough PRSI contributions. And actually, they've brought down the amount that you need. So you don't even need that many to qualify. If you've worked full time for 1 year in any job, you can take it. You're entitled to everything. And that's really worthwhile, because, I mean, why pay your dentist for a checkup, which could cost 60, 70 euros, when you get it for nothing?
Yeah, listen, some great advice, Sinead. As always, thanks a million for joining us. Sinead Ryan is presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk and a consumer columnist. Lots of people are continuing to get in touch about AIB. AIB will effectively have offices left in various towns because no customer service, such as cash withdrawal, is no longer a functional bank. We run a small family business and we get mostly cheque payments. We will no longer be able to lodge locally anymore. It's another example of how poorly small business is treated in this country. We're being punished at every corner for trying to create employment and pay taxes. At this stage, I am just wondering why. Sabrina says, it's ironic. We're being told as a nation to cut down on our carbon tax and do less travel. Now AIB are advising customers to travel into larger towns in order to do their business. Thus, more carbon tax is used, or more carbon is emitted. Where is Eamon Ryan now? I wonder. What a country we are, says Sabrina. And Mick in Connemara says, we are in South Connemara. The Spittle branch is closing or it's going cash free. It's the same thing to us. It is half an hour away at best. Our only other option is Lynch's Castle in the city centre. No parking, traffic a nightmare, half a day to get to the bank and back. So says Mick in Connemara. And one more for now. And I say one more for now because, my God, I am inundated with people texting in, apoplectic with this decision by AIB to effectively close branches, because that's what it is. When you go cashless as a bank, I don't know how you can still call it a branch. Anyway, Rathod and its 12,000-ish population used to have one bank, a cashless Bank of Ireland. A couple of years ago, the branch closed, taking its ATM with it. Now this big, busy town has about three ATMs, all inside shops. So when the shops are closed in the evening, we have no ATM at all. God forbid if you are stuck for cash after 10 p.m. here. Thank you for the text. 53106 is the number. Now,
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.